If someone near you required CPR, would you know how to do it? If so, you would be part of just 20% of adults that are trained in CPR. So if it's such an important life-saving skill, why don't more people learn how it's done? This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Dr. Benjamin Abella, director of the Center for Resuscitation Science at the University of Pennsylvania, about CPR.
You recently did a study assessing how many adults are currently trained in CPR. Were your findings surprising to you?
Well, for quite some time, many people in the resuscitation science community had concerns that not enough people were learning CPR and performing CPR. Generally, only about 30% of cardiac arrest victims actually receive CPR when they collapse in public. And CPR is vital to survival from cardiac arrest. What we found when we did a large national telephone survey of United States adults, that only about 1 in 5 people had learned CPR in the last 2 years. A larger group of people had learned CPR at some point in time. That was about 50 to 60%. However, many of those people then stated they had learned CPR more than 10 years prior. And a number of other studies have shown that if you've not practice CPR, or if you've learned it many years prior, you're very unlikely to act. The chance of you not knowing what to do is very high. And also, it's important to note that the science of CPR changes.
So how has standard CPR changed over the years?
For many years, it was felt that CPR was best delivered with a combination of chest compression combined with breathing from one person's mouth to another. Perhaps surprisingly, the science has clearly shown now that in the first few minutes of a cardiac arrest event, breathing is not important. The problem is fundamentally a circulation problem and not a lung or oxygen problem. Therefore, people do not need to do mouth-to-mouth. And studies have shown that when victims of cardiac arrest get what's called compression-only CPR, hands-only CPR, their survival statistically is the same as when they get CPR with mouth-to-mouth.
Are there disparities in who learns CPR in terms of geographic location, age, and ethnicity?
Absolutely. There are strong socioeconomic and ethnic correlations with who knows how to do CPR and then who receives CPR when they have cardiac arrest. If you think about it, people have cardiac arrest in the neighborhoods where they live or work. If you are a minority, for example, you're likely to have a cardiac arrest in your predominantly minority neighborhood. So who knows CPR directly impacts your chance of receiving it and therefore your chance of survival. And a number of studies have shown, unfortunately, that if you live in predominantly African American or Latino neighborhoods, your chance of receiving CPR is much lower and your chance of surviving cardiac arrest is much lower. The access to CPR training is a challenge. There's financial costs involved. One of the things that we're doing to combat that in Philadelphia, we've developed a program called the Mobile CPR Project, where we take care of all the logistics and all the costs so that we can provide free CPR training specifically targeted to these communities that are less likely to have CPR knowledge, because we feel it's that important.
That was Dr. Benjamin Abella of the University of Pennsylvania talking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about CPR. You can hear more of their conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.